Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing love indeed, amazing love demonstrated by God in saving you and I. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. This is series number 3. We are continuing our series on walking and living uprightly. Our series title for this week is We Are Blessed, or We Are Blessed for Trusting in the Lord of Hosts. We are blessed. We're blessed of God, putting our faith, our confidence, our hope, our tomorrows in the Lord of Host. Our scripture text is found in Psalm 84, verse 12. Now, you know that in the previous week, series 1, we talked about walking uprightly in 2023. That study came from a text in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 10:9, which reads, "He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be found out." Last week, which was week number 2, our scripture text was, and it was from Psalm 84:11, that read, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." This week, we're following up with study number 3, and it is based on Psalm 84:12. We did 84:11 last week. This week, we're going to spend all of our time in Psalm 84:12. Psalm 84:12 will do us some good because it ties into the message, the series that I'm doing in Deuteronomy, the whole sermon series, the 7-part sermon series that I'm doing on Joshua and leading the people into the promised land. So Psalm 84:12 reads like this, and I have it in 3 different translations this week. Psalm 84:12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. King James. The Common English Bible reads, Lord of heavenly forces, those who trust in you are truly happy. And the Amplified Bible reads like this, O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man who trusts in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that with you, without fear or giving, and that without fear or misgiving. Let us pray. I just had to let Benji out the studio. His mother came home and he's going frantic and he's making noise and he can't wait to see his mother. And I can't wait for his mother to see him and take him off my hands. All right, here I am to pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, I give you thanks today for this new series. This is the third week of the month, of this new month, of this new year. Bless us, O Lord. Open up our understanding. Give us clear knowledge of your word. Speak to us. Encourage us. Strengthen us for the battles that lie ahead. Yes, life is full of battles, Lord. It is for that reason that you've given us an armor, a complete armor. We are covered from head to toe and the full armor of God. Father, bless us as we put it on. Bless us as we walk out this Christian life with it on every day. Bless us when we're under attack. Bless us and give us the victory, we pray. O Lord of hosts, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is that man, is that woman who trusts in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that without fear or misgiving. Bless us, O God, we pray. Holy Spirit, have your way with our hearts to us. Encourage us in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, there you have your outline on page one. You barely have the three translations on page one, and we have an introduction here. Our introduction is the historical setting. The historical setting and the meaning of the term Lord of Hosts, because our text begins with the phrase, O Lord of Hosts. So, Proverbs 84 is a psalm of King David, inspired of God, when he fled from rebel Prince Absalom, his son, who was set on killing his father and taking the Hebrew throne. Information can be found in five chapters in the historical book of 2 Samuel. That is 2 Samuel 14, 2 Samuel 15, 2 Samuel 16, 2 Samuel 17, and 2 Samuel 18. So we do know, based on those five chapters, that David was under a tremendous attack like he had never seen before. It was not external attack. It wasn't the Moabites coming against him or even the Philistines or the Edomites. No, it was not the Ammonites. It was not the Egyptians. It was not the Assyrians or the Syrians. It was not the Phoenicians. No, The battle came from within his own royal family, from among his royal children, his son Absalom, the rebel prince Absalom. Now, behind Absalom, Absalom is just a human puppet. Behind Absalom, we know that there were angelic forces against David. Satan leading that angelic horde and his demons against David. So we know that there are angelic forces against the church, angelic forces marshaled against the army of God, the people of God, the church of God. We know that there are angelic forces who have pledged our destruction and work 24/7 to that aim or to that goal, to that objective. So while 2 Samuel 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 never mention Satan, we know that he's working behind the scenes because Satan is tracking the messianic prophecies, and he knows that the Messiah will come from the tribe of Judah, that Messiah will be the son of David. And if he can kill David off, if he can eliminate David, then no Messiah will come. And so Satan and his demons lead a human army led by rebel prince. Now think about that. Rebel angel Satan. Satan is a rebellious angel. And he joins forces with the rebel prince, Absalom. But even Absalom has on his side traitors, men who were once loyal to David, but who are now betraying David. Absalom has with him traitors, and he also has spies, people carrying intel, people spreading or digging up secrets. Where is David? Where is he going next? Because they're all out to get him. So there are traitors in the kingdom, there are spies in the kingdom. And of course, there are archers. There are archers, there are assassins, there are hitmen. They are all after David. That's what Psalm 84 is all about. They're after me, O Lord. They're after me. But remember, Psalm 84:11, where we left off last week, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. What does God do? Well, he exposes who the traitors are. He exposes as the sun that he pledges to be in our lives, God exposes the traitors. He exposes the spies. He exposes the archers. He exposes the assassins. He exposes the hitmen. He exposes the plans and the schemes that have been set up against us. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. Let those archers, let their arrows fly. They will not hit their target, for the Lord God is what? The shield. Let the hitmen try their best to put the hit on David, for the Lord God is a shield. The Lord will give grace. That's what he gave to David. Every time Absalom was so close, every time Absalom was so near, every time Absalom had David cornered, God graciously gave David a way of escape. At the end, David was back on his throne in full glory. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So notice, my brothers and sisters, Psalm 84, this is where we're at. Where we're at is Psalm 84. David is under severe attack. Now notice how Psalm 84 ends. It doesn't end in verse 11. If Psalm 84 ended in verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. If it ended right there, I would say, boy, perfect ending. Magnificent ending. Glorious ending. I'll take that any day. But it doesn't end there. It gets better. Because things only get better with the Lord. It ends with verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Happy, truly happy, says the Common English Bible. Truly happy are those who put their trust in you. The Amplified says, happy, fortunate, and to be envied. You will be the envy of this world. Why are we the envy of this world? Because we're blessed of the Lord. The Lord doesn't understand how we're so victorious. We are envied. Satan envies us. Demons envy us. The ungodly envy us. We are envied because we are men and women who lean on God, believe in everything that he tells us in his word. We commit all of our actions. We commit our lives. We commit our futures. We commit our children and our spouses. We commit our loved ones to his safekeeping. And we do so without fear or without any misgiving that he will do the job. Blessed is that man, that woman, that young person who puts their trust in the Lord of hosts. Now, I have here for you five different little write-ups coming from two wonderful dictionaries which are out of print, have been out of print for 200 years now. First is the John Brown Bible Dictionary, and I have here two write-ups from that dictionary on what does it mean when the Bible refers to God as the Lord of hosts. And then I also have two write-ups from Robert Harker's dictionary. Now, I'm not going to read them. It's a little homework assignment for you, and it will explain, it will teach in great detail, what does this term, the Lord of hosts, mean? So we'll pick it up tomorrow. So you got a little bit of homework assignment to do. But know that it only gets better. It only gets better in the Lord. Life only gets better. This walk, this upright walk, only gets better for those who commit themselves to living life the way God would have us to live it. I'll be back tomorrow to continue this wonderful series. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Remember that tomorrow at 7 p.m. or 6:55 to be more exact, we begin our wonderful weekly prayer meeting. Look forward to seeing you there. Don't forget to read the Finney book. Don't forget to be ready for tomorrow's wonderful time of 1 hour and a half. A half hour of instruction and 1 hour of prayer. Join us tomorrow night. And don't forget on Wednesday to meet us at the Aeneas Funeral Home there on 9 Center Street in St. Johnsville as we pause yet again to commemorate and celebrate the life of our dear departed sister, Caroline Hayes. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. Father in heaven, tell us his love and tell us what he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he does love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee, when I remember that Jesus loved me. I am so glad that Jesus loved me.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing when in